As we've been reporting all week, gun violence in Illinois is not limited to Chicago. To reduce the violence, several central Illinois cities have been trying a program that can be boiled down to a fairly simple idea. Tell people to stop shooting. Illinois Newsroom's Brian Mackey reports.
Conversations around gun violence often revolve around long-term solutions, like improving schools or the local economy. But even if those things were easy, and they're not, it would take a generation to realize the benefits. And for the Illinoisans living and dying in these communities, mostly low-income black communities, they don't have time to wait.
There's a lot of worry.
Jim Artis is the mayor of Peoria, which has had hundreds of shootings in the last few years.
The parents are worried about having their kids outside playing.
So a number of years ago, Artis and Peoria law enforcement teamed up with community leaders to try something different. They call it Don't Shoot. Champaign-Urbana followed with Fresh Start, and now Springfield is launching Focused Deterrence. Three names for the same simple set of ideas. You start from the fact that most street violence is caused by a relatively small number of people who run together in gangs or other small groups. They also happen to be the people most likely to be victims of shootings, too. You bring them together at what's called a call-in, and you deliver a three-part message. One, you're creating havoc in the community. Two, if you want to leave gang life, we will help you. And three, no matter what you choose, you must put down your guns.
If you don't, the bad things can happen, and we're here to tell you that we will enforce the laws.
This is Patrick Hansen, one of the lead federal prosecutors for Central Illinois. Having the U.S. Attorney's Office be part of the law enforcement message is meant to convey that the government isn't playing around.
I think it really does surprise people at how much time they could actually be looking at with three prior violent felonies. That could be a life sentence for somebody that's carrying a gun.
But the promise of swift and certain punishment is only part of the message delivered at a call-in. There's also a strong community component. At Springfield's call-in, recording was not allowed. But eight men, all young, all black, heard from a minister, two former gang members, and two parents whose children were murdered. The men sat in a semicircle, some hunched forward, hanging their heads, others slouched back. A few seemed to laugh at inappropriate times, but something seemed to get their attention, like a grieving mother who got in one man's face and snapped, "Do you want your mama to see you in a casket?" He shook his head. No.
That night can be a very emotional time.
Tracy Parsons has helped coordinate all of Champaign's call-ins. He says it's hard to judge right away whether the message got through.
I know if you have a guy who's been living a life of criminality, to think we're going to change him in a year, 6 months, that's not very realistic.
Parsons and others involved with these programs say the offer of support, like help getting a job, is important because it shows the community is sincere about getting people on a different path. But ultimately, that stuff is a means to another end.
This is really about stopping the shooting incidents. We'll continue working on those other social and economic issues, but this main focus is to stop the shootings.
Springfield's Focused Deterrence, CU Fresh Start, and Peoria's Don't Shoot are based on a model that's been tried and tested across America since the mid-1990s. Peoria's had the program the longest and saw positive results early, though shootings have gone up and down. But some involved with the program, like Nathaniel Terry, say the numbers don't tell the whole story.
Sometimes you can reach people. A couple guys out of the program came to my church, got involved, and got jobs.
Terry lives in Peoria, good job, runs a prison ministry on the side. But in the past, he was in a gang where he did enough bad stuff to spend a decade in a state prison. Now he tries to reach the young men at Peoria's call-ins.
You know, if it's like 1,000 men, sometimes you can reach one or two. And it's worth it even if you reach just that one or two.
Still, just about everyone involved with these programs say they're not enough. We need to get to those bigger issues of families and schools and distressed communities. But no one's holding their breath. And until it happens, the cities will keep trying to save their young men, one small group at a time. I'm Brian Mackey.